December 6th through the 12th. The Articles of Faith and Official Declarations 1 and 2. As you study the Articles of Faith and Official Declarations 1 and 2, consider the impact they have had on the Church. What impresses you about the truths they teach? In the 200 years since Joseph Smith's first vision, God has continued to give revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge to the leaders of His Church. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 42, verse 61. In some cases, that revelation directed church leaders to make changes to the policies and practices of the church, quote, according as the Lord will, suiting His mercies according to the conditions of the children of men, end quote. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 46, verse 15. Official Declarations 1 and 2 represent this kind of revelation. One led to the end of the practice of plural marriage, and the other made the blessings of the priesthood, including temple blessings, available to people of all races. Changes like these are part of what it means to have a true and living church. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 30, with a true and living prophet. But there are also things that don't change, foundational, eternal truths. And sometimes the purpose of revelation is to cast additional light on these truths, helping us see them more clearly. The Articles of Faith, Joseph Smith's 13 concise statements of what Latter-day Saints believe, seem to serve this clarifying purpose. Both types of revelation guide and bless the Church, a Church that is solidly founded on eternal truth, yet capable of growth and change as the Lord increases our understanding to help us meet today's challenges. In other words, quote, we believe all that God has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and we believe that He will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God, end quote. See Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 9. Ideas for personal scripture study. The Articles of Faith. The Articles of Faith contain foundational truths of the restored gospel. One way you can study the Articles of Faith is to list the truths that are found in each one and then find scriptures related to these truths. How do these scriptures enrich your understanding of the truths in the Articles of Faith? See also Guide to the Scriptures, Articles of Faith, scriptures.churchofjesuschrist.org. L. Tom Perry, The Doctrines and Principles Contained in the Articles of Faith. See Ensign or Liahona, November 2013. See also Chapter 38, The Wentworth Letter, in Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph Smith, pages 435 through 447. Articles of Faith, Chapter 1, Verse 9, Official Declarations 1 and 2. The Church of Jesus Christ is guided by revelation. Quote, we believe that God will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God, end quote. See Articles of Faith, chapter 1, verse 9. Even when those things mean changing church policies and practices. With this principle in mind, review Official Declarations 1 and 2 and look for words and phrases that strengthen your faith in continuing revelation. What other examples of continuing revelation to the Lord's prophet can you think of? How have these revelations affected your life? How have they advanced the work of Heavenly Father's kingdom? See also Amos chapter 3, verse 7, and 2 Nephi chapter 28, verse 30. Official Declaration Number 1. The Work of God Must Move Forward. In the excerpts from three addresses by President Wilford Woodruff regarding the manifesto, at the end of Official Declaration Number 1, what reasons did the prophet give for the Lord ending the practice of plural marriage? What does this teach you about God's work? For more information about the historical background of Official Declaration Number 1, see The Messenger and the Manifesto, Revelations in Context, pages 323 through 331, and Plural Marriage and Families in Early Utah, Gospel Topics, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Official Declaration Number 2. We can trust in the Lord even when we do not have a perfect understanding. The Scriptures teach us to trust in the Lord. See Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. And that's what many church members of African descent did when the church withheld priesthood ordination and temple ordinances from them. Even though they did not understand why this policy existed, and often felt hurt by the explanations taught at the time, which the church disavows today, many devout members of African descent trusted the Lord and stayed faithful throughout their lives. As you read Official Declaration Number 2, ponder how you have learned to trust in the Lord even when you don't have a perfect understanding. Learning about the faith of black members of the church could be inspiring to you. Here are some of their accounts found at history.churchofjesuschrist.org. Jane Elizabeth Manning James. See Church History Topics. In My Father's House Are Many Mansions. The Story of Green Flake. You Have Come at Last. Story of Anthony Obinna. Break the Soil of Bitterness. Story of Julia Mavimbela. I Will Take It in Faith. Story of George Rickford. See also Witnessing the Faithfulness, Revelations in Context, pages 332 through 341. Gospel Topics, Race and the Priesthood, topics.churchofjesuschrist.org. Ahmad Corbett, A Personal Essay on Race and the Priesthood, Parts 1 through 4, history.churchofjesuschrist.org. See also b1.churchofjesuschrist.org. Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Home Evening. The Articles of Faith. Consider how your family could create mini lessons for the Articles of Faith. For example, throughout the week, each family member could pick one article and find a related picture, scripture, hymn, or children's song, or share a personal experience. Or family members could take turns asking each other questions about the church and our beliefs, and then answering those questions with an article of faith. Official Declarations 1 and 2. Official Declarations 1 and 2 help us understand the role of modern revelation in the church. As your family reads them together, consider discussing how the prophet leads us, quote, by the inspiration of Almighty God, end quote. See Official Declaration Number 1. How do these two declarations strengthen our faith in a living God who personally guides His church? How do we see His hand in the work of the church today? You might decide to explore together some of the resources in Ideas for Personal Scripture Study above. For more ideas for teaching children, see this week's outline in Come Follow Me for Primary. Suggested song, Keep the Commandments, Children's Songbook, pages 146 through 147. Improving our teaching. Follow up on invitations to act. Quote, when you follow up on an invitation to act, you show your family members that you care about them and how the gospel is blessing their lives. You also give them opportunities to share their experiences. End quote. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, page 35. The Articles of Faith of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Number 1. We believe in God, the Eternal Father, and in His Son, Jesus Christ, and in the Holy Ghost. Number 2. We believe that men will be punished for their own sins and not for Adam's transgression. Number 3. We believe that through the atonement of Christ, all mankind may be saved by obedience to the laws and ordinances of the gospel. Number 4. We believe that the first principles and ordinances of the gospel are, first, faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Second, repentance. Third, baptism by immersion for the remission of sins. Fourth, laying on of hands for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Number 5. We believe that a man must be called of God by prophecy and by the laying on of hands by those who are in authority to preach the gospel and administer in the ordinances thereof. Number 6. We believe in the same organization that existed in the primitive church, namely, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, evangelists, and so forth. Number 7. We believe in the gift of tongues, prophecy, revelation, visions, healing, interpretation of tongues, and so forth. Number 8. We believe the Bible to be the Word of God as far as it is translated correctly. We also believe the Book of Mormon to be the Word of God. Number 9. We believe all that God has revealed, all that He does now reveal, and we believe that He will yet reveal many great and important things pertaining to the kingdom of God. Number 10. We believe in the literal gathering of Israel and in the restoration of the 10 tribes. That Zion, the New Jerusalem, will be built upon the American continent, that Christ will reign personally upon the earth, and that the earth will be renewed and receive its paradisical glory. Number 11. We claim the privilege of worshiping Almighty God according to the dictates of our own conscience, and allow all men the same privilege. Let them worship how, where, or what they may. Number 12. We believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, and magistrates, in obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law. Number 13. We believe in being honest, true, chaste, benevolent, virtuous, and in doing good to all men. Indeed, we may say that we follow the admonition of Paul. We believe all things, we hope all things, we have endured many things, and hope to be able to endure all things. If there is anything virtuous, lovely, or of good report or praiseworthy, we seek after these things. Joseph Smith.